The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to talk about the NBA draft. The lottery is set for May 17th. Then we'll know who gets to pick in what order, but these are the players most mocks have going in the first and second round. So the Rockets, let's say they're number one. Jabari Smith out of Auburn, the junior forward, 6'10", 220, is a monster. He's 18 years old. I mean, this kid can flat out shoot. He's going to go right to the NBA with that size, length, and knockdown ability. I mean, the guy can knock it down from anywhere. He can go interior. He can go outside. He moves well without the ball. And, I mean, the bottom line is the guy can defend, and he's got the long length and agility to defend both guys on the wing and bigs. I mean, he'll be 19 when they draft him, and he works hard. Everybody knows this guy's going number one. Then how about the Magic at number two with Paolo Banchero, the forward out of Duke, 19 years old, 6'10", 250. He's a monster. He's polished. Definitely played big-time ball at Duke. He's got power. He can do things on the floor. He can pass. He can knock down shots. He has a huge upside, a shooting touch sometimes leaks on him, but he seems to make good decisions and can finish, can crank it at the rim, can do anything, block shots, bang, whatever one you want. You want to play physical, he's all in. You want to get chippy, he's all in. You want to run and gun, he's all in. I mean, not only can he score, he can find his teammates and dish. And if his shot making and defense go up, he's only going to get better. And when you think about it, they have a lot of players. Mo Bamba is about to hit restricted free agency. Jonathan Isaac has been unhealthy. You got Markelle Fultz, Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony. They all want burn. And then if you add a guy like this, Banchero can make everybody around him better. I say they go for it. Let's say the Pistons go three. Chet Holmgren, the big forward center combo meal out of Gonzaga, 7-footer, a buck 90, soaking wet, 19 years old, played one season in Spokane. The guy is like an airplane. His wings are so long. Guy can flat out defend and block shots all day long with that size and length. He protects the baskets, and he may not be the strongest guy in the world, but he has skill for a guy that big, and he can space the floor. He makes plays. He can knock down shots, mid-range, elbows, baseline, wing, wherever you want. I mean, think about how much Holmgren would benefit from playing with a guy that can dish like Cade Cunningham. And my guess is they deal Jeremy Grant, so they need that big. And they can pound the calories on this guy. He needs to add muscle and weight for sure. He's going to get pushed around by grown men. Let's say the Thunder go for it. They're going to take Jaden Ivey. He'll be the best player on the board. The guard out of Purdue, 6'4", 200 pounds, 20 years old. Played 2 years in West Lafayette and had a just massive breakout season. And everybody in the NBA's talking about him, that he'd be the first guard off the board. And he does it all. End-to-end speed. He's explosive. He can score. He's not like a true point, but the guy can do it all and just burn defenders, get around anybody, get to the 10, throw down dunks. I mean, he looks like, you know, Michael Jordan for the way he played for Purdue, like Jordan did North Carolina back in 82 when he's knocking down game winners in the NCAA championship game. Ivy has that same kind of skill. It's written all over him. And he can be a great defender when he wants to. He shot the three well enough. People think he's only going to get better there. Most insiders believe this guy's going to be a star. I think Ivy might be the most exciting player in this draft. Some people think if they drafted Ivy that they would trade Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think that's stupid. I would play them both together. Can you imagine Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ivy on the floor at the same time, how fast, explosive, and how incredible their transition game could be? I mean, let's face facts. They need excitement in OKC at the Chesapeake. The team's been awful. They got one guy that deals, Alexander. You add a piece like Ivy, now you got something growing. At five would be the Pacers' Keegan Murray, the forward out of Iowa. Love him, 6'8", 215, 21 years old. Played a couple seasons for the Hawkeyes in Iowa City. Played great in the NCAA tournament. He'll be 22 in August. Most people think he can immediately help an NBA team as a forward and defend multiple positions. And he can score from anywhere on the floor. He's got knockdown ability. I don't care what anybody says about Murray's defense. He can block shots, and he does. He's so versatile. The guy can play at both ends, and he can come up with huge shots in the clutch. Think about it. The Pacers already have Tyrese Halliburton, who's a badass, and you put Keegan Murray in there and give him some time to develop, the Pacers would actually have something. Next off the board would be the Blazers at six with Shaedon Sharpe, the shooting guard out of Kentucky, 6'5", 200, 19 years old, was a freshman. I love his size and his knockdown ability. The kid gets great separation for his shot. He knocks down threes, and at some point he's going to be a starter and turn into something. Some people say he's been lazy on the defensive end. He likes the ball in his hands at all times. Portland looks like they're going to have two lottery picks, and then they can build something around Lillard. The Kings would go seven. Bennedict Mathurin out of Arizona, the shooting guard, 6'6", 210, played two seasons in Tucson. The guy can flat out knock down threes, and he's turned into a little playmaker with, you know, what Arizona was doing with their high-speed, up-tempo offense. Mathurin's an off-ball scorer, and, I mean, think about it. They got De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, and they need quality on the wings, and this guy could do that. He can shoot. He's explosive, and that's exactly what they need. All right, let's start ripping through some of these. The Pelicans would be eight, and it's a deal that they would have from the Lakers to go get like a Dyson Daniels, the guard forward from the G League Ignite, 6'6", 219 years old. Most NBA teams think that this guy can play four positions on offense and defend four spots at the other end. He already rebounds and defends and drops dimes for his teammates as a teenager. Imagine when he's a grown man. 9 would be Spurs, Johnny Davis, the shooting guard out of Wisconsin, 6'4", 195, 20 years old, a sophomore. Everybody knows he's a badass and can light it up. I love this kid's game. I mean, he may not be the best shooter from deep, but he is a strong defender and attacks the rack. 10 would be A.J. Griffin out of Duke, the guard forward, a freshman, 6'6", 220, only 18 years old. You know he's going to go. The Blazers' second pick would be Jeremy Sochan out of Baylor, the forward. He's just a defensive specialist with a nice offensive upside. He's got playmaking ability. He's got a nice handle. So, like at 12, it'd be Jalen Duren, the center from Memphis. The Knicks could grab him, 6'11", 250. They might do that draft pick to let Mitchell Robinson roll in free agency. At 13 would be Mark Williams, the center out of Duke, 7-footer, 240. I like his game and ability to block shots and defend the rim for sure. And when you go down the list of all the best players available after that, you got Agbaji, the shooting guard out of Kansas. Everybody knows what he can do. I didn't think he was the most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament at all. That was a bad mistake to give him that award. But he's definitely got game. And then you got Malachi Branham, shooting guard out of Ohio State. He's a badass. I thought he was the best player on the Buckeyes. Kendall Brown out of Baylor's got game, the forward, 6'8", 205. Walker Kessler, the big fella, the white boy in the middle down at Auburn, 7'1", 245, can block shots all night long. You know Jaden Hardy, the shooting guard of the G League Ignite, is going to get selected in the first round. So is EJ Liddell, the power forward out of Ohio State. Branham's teammate, 6'7", 240, 21 years old. He's played a ton of big games. He's ready for the pros. So is Wendell Moore, the guard forward out of Duke, 6'5", 215. Terry Eason, the forward out of LSU, 6'8", 215. He'll be a first rounder. Ty Washington, the guard out of Kentucky. He's going to get selected, 6'3", 220 years old. Then Blake Wesley, the nifty guard out of Notre Dame, 19 years old, 6'5", 185. He needs to beef up. Some of the other names, Patrick Baldwin, the forward out of Milwaukee, Trevor Keels, the shooting guard from Duke, Marjon Beauchamp out of the Ignite G League, Bryce McGowan's the shooting guard from Nebraska, Josh Minot out of Memphis, the forward will get selected, Nikola Jovic, mega basket, a forward from Europe, Christian Colico out of Arizona, the center, he's going to get snagged. The second round is loaded with talent as well, but I think those are pretty much the first round guys that are going to go in the NBA draft. We'll be talking more about it